February 28th, the Daily Stoic. When you lose control. The soul is like a bowl of water, and our impressions are like the ray of light falling upon the water. When the water is troubled, it appears that the light itself is moved too, but it isn't. So when a person loses their composure, it isn't their skills and virtues that are troubled, but the spirit in which they exist. And when that spirit calms down, so do these things. Epictetus, Discourses, 3.3.20-22. You messed up a little, or maybe you messed up a lot. So, that doesn't change the philosophy that you know. It's not as if your reason choice has permanently abandoned you. Rather, it was you who temporarily abandoned it. Remember that the tools and aims of our training are unaffected by the turbulence of the moment. Stop. Regain your composure. It's waiting for you. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Impulse control. It is a mistake to think that some of our impulses, say mother, love, or patriotism, are good, and others, like sex and fighting instinct, are bad. All we mean is that the occasions in which the fighting instinct or the sexual desire need to be restrained are rather more frequent than those for restraining mother love or patriotism. But there are situations in which it is the duty of a married man to encourage his sexual impulse and for a soldier to encourage his fighting instinct. There are also occasions in which a mother's love for her own children or a man's love of his own country have to be suppressed, or they will lead to unfairness towards other people's children or countries. Strictly speaking, there is no such things as good and bad impulses. Think once again of a piano. It has not got to be two kinds of notes in it. It has not got two kinds of notes in it, the right notes and the wrong notes. Every single note is right at one time and wrong at another. Did you get what I did with that? The sentence is weird. I just had trouble with it. By the way, the point is of great practical consequence. The most dangerous thing you can do is to take any one impulse of your own nature and set it up as the thing you ought to follow at all costs. There is not one of them which will not make us into devils if we set it up as an absolute guide. You think love of humanity in general was safe, but it is not. If you leave out justice, you will find yourself breaking agreements and faking evidence in trials for the sake of humanity, and become in the end a cruel and treacherous man. From Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Stop judging and evaluating yourself, for this is not your role. Above all, stop comparing yourself with other people. This produces feelings of pride or inferiority, sometimes a mixture of both. He leads each of his children along a path that is uniquely tailor-made for him or her. Comparing is not only wrong, it is also meaningless. Don't look for affirmation in the wrong places. Your own evaluations or those of other people. The only source of real affirmation is his unconditional love. Many believers perceive him as an implausible judge, angrily searching out their faults and failures. Nothing could be farther from the truth. He died for your sins, so that he might clothe you with his garments of salvation. This is how he sees you, radiant in his robe of righteousness. When he disciplines you, it is never in anger or disgust. It is to prepare you for face-to-face fellowship with him throughout all eternity. Immerse yourself in his loving presence. Be receptive to his affirmation, which flows continually from the throne of grace. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. Proverbs 3:11-12.